Bernie Sanders is busy laying the groundwork for another presidential campaign, but one big question looms over his potential candidacy. Can the 77-year-old senator from Vermont recapture the magic that nearly won him the Democratic nomination in 2016? As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, many of Sanders' delegates from his last run say the answer is a resounding yes.
Please welcome Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont.
Bernie Sanders might not have won the Democratic nomination in 2016, but at the nominating convention in Philadelphia that year, he received the loudest reception of any candidate to take the stage that week. And in his speech to delegates from around the country, Sanders did not sound like a man defeated.
Together, my friends, we have begun a political revolution to transform America, and that revolution, our revolution, continues.
As a Sanders delegate herself, Jericho resident Maria Rinaldi was there for that speech, and she knows precisely how she'd like to see that revolution continue.
I think we all, since we left the convention, have been waiting for Bernie to announce. We know that sounds crazy, but we're hoping we would get another shot at it.
Politically, at least, it's been dark days for Rinaldi ever since Donald Trump ascended to the presidency. And as she eyes the 2020 landscape, looking for signs of hope, she says there's still only one place that she can find it.
Well, at this point, there really isn't anyone that I think could beat Trump but Bernie Sanders.
Rinaldi isn't alone. Sanders' Vermont delegates from 2016 have actually been talking quite a bit about 2020.
We're all in the same club, you know. We have reunions. We all love each other. It's so funny.
That's Joe Sable Courtney, one of the many Sanders delegates praying for another shot at the White House. When I caught up with her at a restaurant in Burlington recently, she said she thinks Sanders is better positioned now than he was when he launched his first run back in 2015.
Because he's got the wind at his back. Because he has amassed a revolution, an army. I mean, look what just happened with the Yemen vote. He's making headway in the things that we want to see happen. And I would hate to see that come to a skidding halt.
Sanders may be the lion of the left, but as the New York Times put it recently, he is not the only one roaring. A recent Des Moines Register CNN poll of likely caucus-goers in Iowa found former Vice President Joe Biden leading the pack of possible contenders. Sanders was 13 points behind him in second place. And other polls have suggested liberal voters might be looking for some new blood.
The news media are talking about how there are all these new faces and Beto O'Rourke and so forth.
That's Norman Solomon, national coordinator for the Bernie Delegates Network back in 2016. But among former delegates, at least, Solomon says he doesn't detect a serious groundswell for any of Sanders' potential primary rivals.
We're not seeing that. We're getting a tremendous amount of enthusiasm from former Bernie Sanders delegates about and hoping for Bernie running again.
The Bernie Delegates Network recently voted to relaunch the organization in advance of 2020, and Solomon, a 2016 Sanders delegate from Northern California, says they're ready to unleash the same grassroots apparatus that was so critical to Sanders' ascension in 2016.
They want to be engaged in supporting Bernie if he does run again, and personally, I certainly hope that he does. A lot of that base is more activated now than it was back in 2016.
That base is not a monolith, though. And even some of Sanders' most diehard supporters from 2016 aren't quite ready to commit to him in 2020. Canaan resident Martha Allen was a Sanders delegate last time around.
I would love Bernie to continue and do his work, but I think I just want to hear from some of these other people.
Allen says her main priority is retaking the White House. If Sanders proves himself the best candidate to do it, she says she'll be behind him all the way. But she says Democrats will need to choose wisely. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.